We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we will go back now to a few basic laws of honoring and enjoying Shabbos. A person has to find a way of honoring Shabbos. So long as you have a little bit of cash, so then you have to find a way to honor, to make Shabbos pleasurable. And that means sometimes a person is going to limit what he spends during the week. And even though it means he'll have a little bit less during the week because he's saving that money to make Shabbos more pleasurable. Our sages gave us a rule on the one hand. They said, Rabbi Akiva said, "Asei Shabbatcha chol v'al titzterech labiriyot." Better your Shabbos look like a weekday, meaning that you don't honor it with anything, you don't buy anything special for Shabbos, provided that that will allow you not to come to asking for handouts. Meaning it's if you can avoid asking for handouts and the cost is going to be that your Shabbos looks like a weekday, well, so be it. But don't ask other people when you can avoid it. But al titzterech labiriyot, don't come to needing other people's charity. This is the general rule. But the halacha still says that if possible, minimize your expenses the rest of the week so that you'll have the funds for Shabbos. Don't say, well, the only way I could afford Shabbos is if someone else gives me charity, if someone else funds my Shabbos. No, you're managing the rest of the week. If you wouldn't honor Shabbos, you'd be able to manage. If you'd eat a weekday meal on Shabbos, you'd buy sliced bread like you do every other day. You'd buy the same cheap meal you have every day for Shabbos. You'd be okay. So then on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe you should reduce a drop from your diet so that you have extra money to make Shabbos better. So to that degree, Chazal said we have to be careful to honor Shabbos and find ways of honoring it, even if our funds are limited. Yes?
Okay, so two important questions. When people beg for money for help them make Shabbat, part A, is that a sore according to Halakha? And then part B, if someone were to give them that truma, tzedakah, or while they're begging for Shabbat, are we participating in something that's asur?
No one said that someone who asks for money for Shabbat is doing something asur. We just said a recommendation of how a person should behave. Now, maybe those people have no money, and maybe they're in debt, and maybe they have no way of honoring Shabbos. So when a person asks for money to make Shabbos, maybe they don't have this possibility. I have a friend who had a relative, a family member who became ill. Every month, the expenses of medication that the government did not cover, that healthcare did not cover, was 50,000 shekel per month. 50,000 shekels. So how does a person cover that? He's got to, at the same time as taking care of this family member, he's got to keep his job, he's got to run his family, and he has to make another 50,000 shekel a month to cover that expense. People sometimes are in situations where they can't. Skimping is not what's going to allow them to afford honoring Shabbos. There's no isur. When a person needs help funding his Shabbos, so we have a mitzvah to help them. The halacha is telling us that sometimes a person will say, I'm already getting help, so maybe I should just give up on Shabbos. Don't give up on Shabbos. If they're giving you two meals a week, so skimp a little bit on those two meals and find ways to honor Shabbos nonetheless. Now, honoring Shabbos, the ideal way of honoring Shabbos is you buy nice fish. You're supposed to eat fish, it says in Kabbalistic works, three meals of Shabbos. And now that's provided you like fish, right? You buy good vegetables. You buy the foods that are considered foods of importance in that time. Most people like having good meat and wine and rogalach. So, okay, if you can afford that, if that's within your budget. So the ideal way of honoring Shabbos is that we buy delicious food for Shabbos. Let's say a person can't afford that. So then we say, okay, find another way to honor Shabbos. Sometimes people make a special dish. They have a kugel that they only make for Shabbos. So cholent isn't an expensive meal. You know, cholent was the eaten food in Europe because it was cheap. Beans were cheap. Potatoes were cheap. Who put meat in their cholent, right? If you got a drop of meat, that was very nice. Okay, so nonetheless, it was a special dish for Shabbos. So when you can't afford to buy all the goodies, so then you go down to the next level, which is you make certain things special for Shabbos. Maybe you go fishing at the harbor and you take out some fish and you make yourself some delicious food for Shabbos. Then we come to the level where a person has no extras. He can't afford anything. And if he'll have to honor the Shabbos, the only way he can do it is by taking handouts. Then Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, if the cost of honoring Shabbos is that you have to come on to handouts, then don't do it. If a person's in a point where he's getting handouts anyways, and what can he do? That's where he's holding now in life. So fine. So then he's getting handouts. They'll already give him handouts to honor Shabbos. But if that's going to be the breaking point, then comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, it's so important not to take charity that better you don't honor Shabbos, if that point of honoring Shabbos is going to be the breaking point. But if you can, we say minimize your expenses the rest of the week and save the nice things for Shabbos. Part of this is biblical. Zachot Yom HaShabbat, the mitzvah is that during the week we remember Shabbos is coming, and when we have special dishes, we hold on to them for Shabbos. That's part of how we honor Shabbos. In Kabbalistic works, it says, and this is really the custom in many homes, it says it in the Zohar, that a person should have a minimum of two dishes on Shabbos. So most houses you have, let's say, potato kugel and chulin. So you have two dishes at the Shabbos table. Most homes, that's a given, that you're going to have two dishes on Shabbos. We said that there are Kabbalistic works that say it's good to eat fish every meal of the three meals. There's a saying people say, Kol ochel dag bedag nitzol midag. He who eats dag, a fish, bedag, on the seventh day. Dag is also the numerical value. Dalet is four, gimel is three. So you eat dag, you eat the fish on dag on the seventh day. Nitzol will be saved from dag. Dalet gimel is dinash geinom, the judgment of perdition. Okay, I've never seen people do this. I've rarely seen people do this. I shouldn't say never. I've rarely seen people do this, but sometimes I noticed when we were in the hospital once for Shabbos that they gave us one type of fish Friday night, another type of fish, a gefilte fish Shabbos day, and then Sudash Shishit, they also gave us fish. So in the hospital, they were choshish for this Kabbalistic thing. Fine, if someone has that custom, very nice. If a person doesn't enjoy fish, then he doesn't have to eat fish on Shabbos. You know, all my childhood years, I couldn't stand fish. So you don't have to force yourself to eat fish. So we honor Shabbos and we're supposed to make Shabbos pleasurable. There's an Ashkenazic custom to bake challah in order to have bread on Shabbos, which was baked by a Jew. It's part of the uniqueness of Shabbos that on Shabbos we elevate ourselves. And so even though all week long people would buy from the non-Jewish baker, the custom was that they would bake Jewish bread for Shabbos. Now, part of this custom was also because the Medrash says that being that on Friday, the woman, Eve, caused Adam to transgress, and she caused him ultimately to die because of that. So Adam is called the challah of the world. So being that on Friday is when Eve made the mistake. She misguided her husband Adam. So one way of fixing that, in some sense, is that the woman takes off challah. She does the mitzvah of challah on Friday. So that's another reason brought in the Medrash that we have this custom that on Friday we make a large amount of dough, large enough that do the mitzvah. The woman does the mitzvah of challah, and this is a way that the woman shows, I know that Friday, way back when, Eve did the opposite. She took the food she wasn't supposed to take. Here, I'm taking from my food and I'm taking off the mitzvah of challah. If you buy angel's bread, at least you're accomplishing, I think, the first one. You're buying Jewish baked bread, for us Ashkenazim at least. That's probably for Sephardim too. So the first concept you're accomplishing, and if it adds a lot of pressure to the home to bake challah, so then I'm not sure it's worthwhile. Some people can do it on the fly, okay. But if it's going to cause Friday to be more pressured, so maybe buying angels as a challah is a better idea. It says that there was once a custom that people used to send a challah to a neighbor, to a friend. They'd bake challah for their own family, and one challah they'd send to a neighbor. So this is also a custom. It's not quoted in the Rama over here. It's quoted elsewhere. But there is such a custom. There's a custom to have a dish called pashtida. So in modern Hebrew, they call any type of kugel, where you mix vegetables and stuff, pashtida. But in ancient times, meaning a few centuries ago, the term pashtida meant a specific dish which had dough on bottom, dough on top. It had crust on bottom, crust on top. And in the middle, they filled it with vegetables and meat. And that was called pashtida. Now, the idea was, just like the man was covered on bottom and covered on top, so too they ate this dish to commemorate the man that fell double on Friday. So they had this custom to eat pashtida. Some people want to say that today that's why we eat burekas. That burekas is this concept that you have dough on bottom, dough on top, and in the middle you have the filling of potatoes. What? Could you speak up? I can't hear you. Deli rolls? I guess deli rolls, right, would be the same concept. The Talmud tells us that if someone is careful to keep Shabbos correctly, then Hashem is willing to forgo their transgressions. So the commentaries ask, what does that mean? If he didn't do tshuva, then why would Hashem forgive his transgressions? And if he did do tshuva, so then how is Shabbos in the picture? So Rav Yosef Karo gives one interpretation. Rav Yosef Karo says it means that when a person keeps Shabbos, then even the other things that he does, even if he worships idols, he doesn't really believe it, because you see, he's keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is a declaration. Hashem runs the world. I know he runs the world. He created the world in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. So even if he's done idol worship, his heart isn't completely there, and he'll ultimately make it back. That's how Rav Yosef Karo explains this concept. The Taz explains differently. The Taz says that we know in Talmud it says that different transgressions require different things in order to attain atonement. So hefty transgressions, it says, the tshuva will defend a person in heaven, that they won't punish him for what he's done, but he won't be forgiven until he passes away. Meaning he has to hold on to that tshuva till the day he passes away, and that's when he will be forgiven. So the Taz says that's the idea that Shabbos attains atonement. That when a person is careful to keep Shabbos, so then even if he did that heinous crime of paganism, So technically, his tshuva should only hold off punishment, but it shouldn't bring forgiveness until he passes away from the world, having held on to that tshuva. But Shabbos is such a great mitzvah that if a person does tshuva and he's careful to keep Shabbos correctly, so then he attains atonement even without waiting for the day of his passing. He can attain atonement. That's how the Taz explains that Gemara in Shabbos. So what we learned today is we learned the importance of honoring Shabbos. We learned the importance of not accepting handouts. We learned the importance of saving something in honor of Shabbos, even if it means skimping during the week in order to honor Shabbos. We said if you can't afford to buy the goodies for Shabbos, at least have a special dish, have something unique for Shabbos. We discussed the Zohar, that a person should have two dishes at every Shabbos meal. We discussed the Kabbalistic works that say to eat fish at every meal. We said he who doesn't like fish shouldn't eat fish on Shabbos. We discussed baking challah for Shabbos, the main reason being so that we eat Jewish bread on Shabbos. Another reason is corresponding to Eve's transgression. We discussed the custom to eat pashtida, or today maybe that would be a bureka, something with dough on top, dough on bottom, and the dish in the middle, commemorating the month. And I forgot to mention that Ezra made a takana that we should launder our clothing on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. And the idea is you shouldn't be busy with them on Friday. Of course you come into Shabbos with clean, nice clothing. Ezra said, instead of doing your laundry on Friday, do it on Thursday, so that you'll be available on Friday to take care of your preparations in honor of Shabbos.